a sense of what the timetable would be there?
I don't. It's, we know it's 10 days and, you know, hopefully that's all it is. So we haven't, we don't know exactly what, the timetable will be. And I haven't gotten any results from any MRI yet.
And what's the plan for how you guys are going to use puck to start with?
Just depends. I mean, you know, you can plan all you want, and then certain days you only have so many guys available. So, you know, obviously we were in a little bit of a difficult position yesterday, and having to use Tom pitch the last inning. So mostly at this point, probably for two or three innings if we need that.
But he'll be in the bullpen.
What's that?
He'll be in the bullpen, though.
Yeah.
Manolo? On the other hand, well, you lose one man, but you recover another. Sean Murphy is catching again. You know, how gratifying is knowing this, that, you know, he missed, of course, he missed a couple of games, that you will be able to have him back for the second series of the season?
No, it's great. I mean, it's, you know, Aramis does a great job back there, and, you know, all in with the pitchers and so forth. But when you have a player like Murph, who's a true two-way guy and a starter, you know, especially in a series where you probably need to score some runs, both last series and this series, it's nice to have him back.
And the other thing, Montas, of course, a pitcher sometimes comes up with some great games, but he went through a couple of things in spring training, you know, the first being late because of the COVID, and then the finger thing. How confident are you that he's going to be able to go long today, or you think you're going to have to keep an eye on him in 5 innings or something like that?
Well, I mean, first time out, we're not using anybody. I mean, probably 100 pitches tops anyway. But I, obviously with, you know, what we've had to go through with him the last couple of times and the nail being a problem, we'll keep an eye on it. But we felt like there's enough time between the last time he pitched and now, to feel very confident about running him out there. So really, you know, we'll monitor it, but I don't feel like there's any restrictions on him today that we wouldn't normally have.
Shana Rubin? Is there an update on Laureano's status?
Still day to day. You know, obviously if we're not putting him on the injured list, then we have hopes that, you know, one day it'll get that much better. So things are kind of unpredictable. You know, one day you feel like it maybe have some progress, and then the next day maybe not. So I really don't know. Hopefully it's tomorrow. We have a lefty going tomorrow, but I am not certain of that.
And just a follow up, is everything okay with Stephen Piscotty? I know he's dealing with a wrist thing in spring.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He'll play tomorrow. Maybe a little bit more targeted with lefties right now. We're, you know, with, you know, in a full complement with Ramon, Canna, and the way Pinder was playing, we're trying to get Tom in there too, you know, against some right-handed pitching. A little bit of a squeeze on Steven at this point, but, you know, we see a lefty tomorrow and he'll be in there. And he showed up, you know, obviously in a pinch hit situation the other day too against left-hander.
Alex Coffey.
Hey, Bob, has scoring with runners in scoring position been a point of emphasis for you guys so far in the regular season or at all during spring training? And have you been doing, is there anything that you can do to kind of work towards that end?
It's always, I mean, it's basically you win or lose games with how you hit with runners in scoring position. So it's always an emphasis. And breaking down what a pitcher uses in certain counts and certain situations, all that stuff we feel like we stay on top of. We just, you know, we're 4 games into the season. We haven't been very good at it. It's pretty glaring because the team we played was really good at it. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes it just can be a thing where everybody gets, you know, the momentum of game after game not performing and coming through in those situations can sometimes wear on you some. So we just need a good game where some guys come through in those situations and you could see a different outcome.
Matt Kohar.
Is there anything new on Rosenthal at this point? Or
no, he's still, I think it's the last day of his dose pack, or I'll probably have some news for you tomorrow. I know he's going to see a doctor again today, so I'll probably have something more for you tomorrow.
And then we had Ken on the Zoom earlier, and he said that it seemed like for the first series, maybe the team is still trying to kind of feel itself out, figure out sort of an identity. First of all, do you sense that too? And second, was that maybe more of a challenge to form this spring just because it was a little bit more disjointed and people weren't like interacting with each other as much?
Exactly. It was. I mean, you know, there were times where I would talk to a few of our new guys and they weren't around the rest of the team for a long period of time. The last week, I was happy that we got to go back to the stadium at Hohokam and get, you know, for the most part, our group together. Because that's been a big dynamic for us is our clubhouse and guys getting to know each other. And, you know, once you get out on the field and play games, you're still kind of learning things. So, yeah, I wouldn't discount that. But it definitely showed up in spring training where usually you're together for a month and a half, 6 weeks with a group together. That wasn't the case during spring. Not just us, though. You know, obviously, obviously every team's had to go through it.
Simone McCarthy.
Hi, Bob. How important is this series just for your team's confidence, especially knowing you have to face Houston again after this?
Well, we're facing the world champions here, so it's not like it got any easier. But it's just more about winning a game and relaxing a little bit. You know, no one expected to lose the first four games of the series, so it's just about getting a win under our belt.
And then are you worried about the schedule and your start and your chasing 500? When do you start worrying about that?
Worrying about what now?
Like you're four games back from being a 500 team, and then now you have three more games against the Dodgers, then three against the Astros. That could, if you guys don't get a win soon, you're going to be 8 or 10 games back from being a 500 team. Are you worried about that at all with a tough start?
No, well, it's real early in the season. We're just trying to get a win under our belt. Just trying to get a win.
Vince Catronio.
Bob, Frankie certainly has the stuff to attack, you know, any lineup. You've seen in the past, had that great stretch a couple years ago. What do you think, for starters, was missing against Houston in that series that you don't want, that Frankie is capable of doing, of turning around, giving that sense of controlling the strike zone, controlling the batter's box? Houston certainly seemed locked in, but, I mean, Frankie can get you a win with his stuff. What do you want to see from him?
We just, you know, we need some results. We haven't had a ton of results here. So, yeah, he's, you know, when he's healthy and he's pitching well, he can dominate at times. So we're just trying to get a good performance where starter comes out with a lead. You know, we try to follow it up with the bullpen and win a game. So I know he's eager about getting his first start, you know, a little disappointed in the fact that, you know, with the fingernail, didn't get to pitch as much as he wanted to in a little bit of a late start. But when he pitched in the, you know, on the off day in that simulated situation, he looked really good.
We take a final question from Manola.
Hey, Bob, you always liked Max Muncy when he was here, the Athletics. Could you talk a little bit about his evolution as a player, you know, big time numbers with the Dodgers?
You know, you got to give him a lot of credit because he did a lot of soul searching and did a lot of work and broke down his swing and tried different things. I mean, I don't recall, you know, seeing such a dramatic change from what we saw here to what he's doing right now. And you got to give him a lot of credit because he's done this personally and he's been unbelievably successful doing it. I wish he was still here at this point right now, based on the maturity and the development that he's had here in the last couple of years. But man, it was significant to see what he, you know, he's done in LA in that uniform. You know, whether he got a huge opportunity here, maybe not, but when he went over there, I don't think they targeted a big opportunity for him either. He just performed to the fashion where you got to put him in the lineup. And hats off.
All right. That's all. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.